This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Good morning, greetings friends, and welcome to The Bright Side, your nutritional program dedicated to the understanding of the vast world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. I'm your host, Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist from Boulder, Colorado. I use nutritional supplements where other healthcare practitioners use toxic pharmaceutical drugs and sometimes deadly medical procedures. If you suspect that there are natural nutritional roads to your health and vitality and well-being, and to addressing your health challenges, whatever they may be, but you don't know where to begin, you have come to the right place. As you listen to The Bright Side every day, you are more and more in control of your body, you are more and more knowledgeable, and you know you can overcome any health challenge. That is why we are here every day on The Bright Side, helping clear up the sometimes confusing world of nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Over the last 32 years of practicing pharmacy, I have seen drug-free recoveries from diabetes, hypertension, obesity, skin diseases like acne, psoriasis, eczema, rosacea, digestive ailments, autoimmune issues of all kinds, recoveries that by the standards of modern medicine can only be called a miracle. But what is in the world of the body, what is in the world of biology? Standard operating procedure. Because the human biological system is a healing system, it's a regenerating system, it is designed divinely to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, and while some folks may call that a miracle, it really is just the way the body works. If you have questions about health, nutrition, prescription drugs, if you want to wean yourself off your meds and get on a good nutritional supplement program, we are here for you. We welcome your phone calls on The Bright Side at 844-236-6010, 844-236-6010. If you have questions about the longevity products or health challenges you or a loved one may be dealing with, questions about our Truth Skin Health products, which are available at truthtreatments.com, truthtreatments.com, success story you'd like to share, or if you just want to contribute to the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number on The Bright Side. If you want to purchase any of the longevity products here advertised on the program, please go to brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com. That's pharmacistben.com, brightsideben.com, or criticalhealthnews.com, or call 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470 for more information. Okay, welcome back to The Bright Side. We've been talking about fats, dietary fats, the relationship between their properties, their health properties, their digestive requirements, absorption requirements, and their length or their sizes. We said they came in three sizes. You've got long fats, medium fats, short fats. When most of us think of fats, we think of the long fats. On our last program, we talked about the medium-sized fats, which have really interesting properties because they're because of the medium size. They have a certain amount of water solubility. Unlike the stuff we ordinarily think of fats, we think of the oily, greasy stuff. MCTs are not quite as greasy. They have a certain degree of water solubility. That greasy quality that we think of when we think of fats is really a function of how long they are. It's a function of their size. The greasiness is a type of stickiness. It's like having Velcro. The longer or the more sticky area you have in your Velcro, the stickier the Velcro is, the more little barbs you have on the Velcro. Long fats have more barbs, more sticky pieces, if you will, than the medium fats or than the short fats. Medium fats don't have as much stickiness. They're more water-soluble. They dissolve in water. That means you don't have to process them like you do long fats. They enter directly into the bloodstream. Long fats can't do that. They're too sticky. They're too greasy. The body has to package them up. Long fats have to be processed. They're wrapped up. Essentially, what happens is the long fats are kind of wrapped up in a little package, a little water-soluble package. It's called a lipoprotein. I'm sure everybody's heard that term, lipoproteins. Low-density lipoprotein, HDL, is LDL is low-density lipoprotein. HDL is high-density lipoprotein. High-density just means heavy. Low-density means light. These lipoproteins come in different sizes, like the fats they carry. That's the job of a lipoprotein, is to carry fats around because they're too sticky to go into the blood. Also, lipoproteins carry cholesterol around. And when your doctor wants to measure your cholesterol levels, he'll measure your LDL or your HDL. He's not measuring your cholesterol. He's measuring the little package that carries the cholesterol. HDL is not cholesterol. LDL is not cholesterol. They're little packages that carry the cholesterol because these cholesterol, like the fats, can't go right into the blood. MCTs go right into the blood. Your longer chain fats have to go through the lymphatic system. It's a little bit different. When you eat a long chain fat, an oil, which is what most of us are eating, you know, vegetable oils typically, that's where most of us are getting our long chain fats. The vast majority of the dietary fats that Americans get are long chain fats, and they go into the intestine. They gotta get broken down by bile. So first you gotta have your good bile system, you gotta have your gallbladder and all that going on. Then they go into the intestine. Then they go right from the intestine into the lymphatic system, but before they do that, they got to get wrapped up in these little lipoproteins, and they go right into the lymphatic system. They circulate and they get dumped off in the, somewhere in the center of your chest. That's where all your dietary fats get dumped, and then they go into the blood. And it's a whole big complicated process. So the point I'm making here is MCTs don't have any of that stuff. MCTs go right to work. They go right into the bloodstream. And the fact, by the way, that you the vegetable oils are processed by the lymph is why if you have any kind of chronic health disease, chronic health challenge, you're probably dealing with some kind of lymphatic issue. All chronic health challenges have a lymphatic issue, and the less vegetable oils you eat, the less work your lymph is going to have to do. The more vegetable oils we eat, the more work our lymph is doing. If your lymph is already toxic and sludgy and stagnant, which you can rest assured it is if you've got a chronic long-term degenerative disease, this is just another reason to use MCT-rich foods. MCT-rich foods are exactly the foods they tell you not to eat. Coconut oil, butter. Also, you can unprocessed yogurt. Yogurt's a good source of MCTs, but butter and coconut oil have been demonized by the American Heart Association. It turns out that they're a lot easier on the body in many ways. Butter, yes, butter and coconut oil. Then the liquid fats, which put a burden on the lymphatic system. Now you can still, you still want to be a little bit careful with your fats. Nonetheless, there's a case can be made that if you're going to be ingesting fatty foods, go MCTs as much as possible. There's another reason why you want to go MCTs, and it has to do with the ketogenic diet, which we'll talk about here in a second. But the MCTs are not just good for the bloodstream, not just good for energy. They don't just go right into the blood. They're also, and they're not just easy on the lymphatic system. They make it easier on the lymphatic system when we eat our MCTs. They also support a good microbiome. They also support healthy gut bacteria. Yes, butter and coconut oil support healthy gut bacteria. As it turns out, the fats we eat impact the microbiome, and the microbiome in turn affects the fats we eat. It's a big circle. The bacteria in the gut, your probiotics from your nightly essence and your fermented foods have a major role to play in how our body deals with fat. For one thing, the microbiome helps us digest and process our fats. For another thing, the fats we eat affect our microbiome. And it turns out that MCTs actually can support a healthy microbiome. According to a study from Case University School of Medicine, quote, a diet of coconut oil, of good fats like coconut oil and cocoa butter, I guess that's a good source of MCTs also, drastically reduced bacterial diversity in mice with Crohn's-like disease. Mice fed beneficial fatty acids had up to 30% fewer kinds of gut bacteria as those fed a normal diet, collectively resulting in a very different gut microbial composition. According to Dr. Alexander Rodriguez Palacios, assistant professor of medicine at Case Western Reserve University, the finding is remarkable because it means that a Crohn's patient could also have a beneficial effect on their gut bacteria and inflammation by only switching the type of fat in their diet. That's all he's saying. That's all they did. They just switched the type of fat in their diet from the long-chain fatty acids to the medium-chain fatty acids. Other research shows MCT can be beneficial for cystic fibrosis, for seizure disorders, for treating diarrhea, chronic diarrhea, and They've got the intestinal anti-inflammatory benefits and microbiome benefits if you're dealing with Crohn's or irritable bowel syndrome or after bariatric surgery or after gastrectomy where they totally remove the stomach. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. You're listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back after this.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at BugAssault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Okay, we are back on the Bright Side. Thanks for joining us. We're on the air Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time, and 24-7 on the archive pages at benfuchsarchives.com. Thank you to Peter in the UK for setting that one up, and brightsideben.com. You can purchase longevity products at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. And you can sign up to join the Brightside Ben team by clicking on the Join the Team link on all the websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com. For a one-time $25 fee, you can be in business for yourself and earn thank you checks, work out of your home, right off your home office, or just get your products at the wholesale price if you so desire. Call 866-735-2470 if you'd like to speak to a real live human being, or just click on the Join the Team link at brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for more information. Okay, we're talking about 844-236-6010 is our number, and it looks like we do have some lines open for you. We'll get your calls in our next segment, 844-236-6010. We're talking about short chain, or about long chain versus medium chain. We'll talk about short chain fatty acids here in the coming days. Those are really interesting too. The medium chain ones have garnered a lot of attention over the last 15, 20 years. I first started hearing about them back in my gym rat days because they're used by bodybuilders, weightlifters, athletes for a good quick source of energy, which because they don't have to get processed like ordinary fats. It's a legitimate use of these things. Also good for weight loss because they don't have to get processed and they don't get stored like regular fats. They've got benefits for the intestine, anti-inflammatory benefits. But also something else very interesting about MCTs. They're very ketogenic. The liver will process MCTs pretty quickly into ketones. MCTs go right into the blood, then they go into the liver, and the liver can turn them into ketones pretty quickly. And so if you're using a ketogenic diet, if you're trying to leverage the power of the ketogenic diet, building ketones, MCTs, butter, those are good sources, or even straight MCT oil. Now, you got to be a little bit careful with the MCTs. Because if you've got liver problems, remember the liver's doing the work here, so you might want to be, if you get diarrhea or you have a bloating or just digestive discomfort or abdominal discomfort after you do MCT oil, this is typically where you'll get the problem if you have a liver issue, you may want to back off or do smaller amounts or just get your MCTs from foods. Typically it's not going to happen if you get your MCTs from butter or coconut oil, but it could. Coconut oil's got a lot of MCTs in it. That makes it very ketogenic. But you might want to reconsider if you notice that you have diarrhea or digestive problems from doing your MCTs, or try using coconut oil as opposed to straight MCT. MCT oil that you buy in the health food store, pretty much that is coconut oil, but it's a fraction of the coconut oil. It's a part of the coconut oil that's really concentrated. When you do regular coconut oil, you're getting a wider spectrum of fats. You're also getting vitamin E and other things too. So if you can't do straight MCT oil, you might want to try coconut oil or butter. Nonetheless, both of them are ketogenic, and that gives it some very interesting properties in addition to the fact that MCTs are easy on the body and they're good at anti-inflammatories. The ketogenic aspect of them makes them really helpful for energy. That's where MCTs have been used by athletes and by people who need quick energy, or also for weight loss. The ketones also, very interestingly, have some brain benefits. That's why coconut oil is getting such a great reputation for helping deal with Alzheimer's disease. Ketones cross the blood-brain barrier very effectively, and they can be used by the brain for energy. So it's MCTs, there's a lot of reasons to use coconut oil, and there's a lot of reasons to use butter, the best sources of and also yogurt, which I consider to be the best sources. Dairy in general is going to have some MCTs, but of course then you got to deal with all the problems associated with dairy. If you can get good clean milk, fresh raw milk, if you live in a state where they have fresh raw milk, that might be a way to get your MCTs. Milk has got some really good stuff in it, but all in all, the way we drink our milk, not a good food. Definitely a problem food, although it does have some good stuff. That's kind of how the world of nutrition is. Sometimes a food has some good things in it, but that doesn't make the food a good food. And milk is a classic example of this. There's wonderful, stupendously valuable nutrients in cow's milk or in any mammal milk for that matter. But you got to deal with a lot of problems with milk the way it's processed. If you can get the milk right out of the cow, maybe. Certainly, this case can be made for the nutritional value of milk, raw milk. But the way we drink our milk, it is absolutely, positively, 100% not a good food. It's an awful food, the way we drink our milk, homogenized, pasteurized, processed milk. Not to mention what happens to the cows. Not to mention what they got to give the cows, or what the cows are eating, for that matter. But milk does have good, is a good source of MCTs. It's also a good source of another kind of interesting fat, which we've talked about in the past, called conjugated linoleic acid, or CLA, which it turns out is also good for weight loss and for energy as well. I'm not sure if it gets turned into ketones, but it's definitely good for, has a lot of energy tied up in it. It's a type of omega fatty acid, CLA, but it's not essential, but it's got a lot of health benefits. So MCTs have some really interesting properties because they're water-soluble and fat-soluble, and this water-soluble, fat-soluble kind of leg in both worlds, hydrophilic, lipophilic kind of nature that MCTs have, actually makes them very interesting for the skincare world, for the skincare business. They penetrate through the skin very effectively. They make great transdermal penetrance. I put my retinol in MCTs, in our Truth Retinol 5% gel, because it helps enhance the penetration. It also can be used in your hair. And by the way, MCTs, one of the most important of the MCTs is something called lauric acid. You may have heard of lauric acid. Periodically, you'll read about it on the in the alternative press, alternative health press, I should say, about lauric acid as an antifungal. And it is an antifungal, and some healthcare care professionals will tell you to use coconut oil as an antifungal. But I don't know if it's a great antifungal, but what it is it has detergent properties. This is why when you want to cleanse your skin, you can cleanse your skin with coconut oil because it contains a stuff called lauric acid, which is a type of MCT. It's a medium chain fat. In fact, lauric acid has got such interesting properties that when you combine it with something called sodium sulfite, which is a type of sulfur, when you combine it with sodium sulfite, you get sodium lauryl sulfate. You probably have heard of sodium lauryl sulfate because it's getting all kinds of bad press. It has gotten all kinds of bad press for its detergent and irritating qualities. It was a very cheap detergent. All it was lauric acid, sodium lauryl sulfate, with a little bit of sulfur in the form of sodium sulfite, and you combine the two, you get sodium lauryl sulfate. To this day, most detergents, or at least many detergents, non-soap detergents, cosmetic detergents, are derived from coconut oil or synthetic fats that initially came from coconut oil. Now, we can synthesize fats so effectively we don't really need coconuts, but still, coconuts are a source for at least some of the shampoo and cleanse shower gels and liquids. They call them liquid soaps, not really soaps, but liquid cleanser formulations. A lot of them come from the short or the medium chain fatty acids that are found in MCTs, and you can make your own cleanser just by using straight coconut oil and taking advantage of the MCTs that are in the coconut. Remember, they're a little watery, a little fatty, and when something's a little watery and a little fatty, that makes it the ideal cleanser, which we're going to talk about here in the coming days when it comes to a short-chain fatty acids. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben, 844-236-6010 is our number. Got lines open for you. We'll return on the bright side right after this.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The trade war is on.
Taiwan, the U.S., and China each laying tariffs on $34 billion worth of each other's exports effective today. The Trump administration is putting 25% tariffs on 800 Chinese products worth $34 billion. China retaliating with tariffs on $34 billion worth of U.S. goods, including many U.S. agricultural goods. Soybean farmer Ron Heck says this morning,
tariffs are ill-conceived and totally inappropriate. Using food as a weapon, raising the price of food to the Chinese people, devastating United States farmers is a lose-lose situation.
He was speaking on the Fox Business Network. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has arrived in North Korea to follow up on the historic summit between President Trump and North Korea's Kim Jong-un. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the Bright Side. Thanks for joining us. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll get your calls here in a minute. 844-236-6010 is our number. If you have questions about the longevity products or business or health challenges you or a loved one may be dealing with, or if you have a success story or just want to comment on the conversation, 844-236-6010 is our number. From Reuters Health, at the annual meeting of the Association for Research in Vision and Ophthalmology in Honolulu, Hawaii, researchers presented evidence that the Mediterranean diet is associated with lower incidence of advanced macular degeneration. Makes perfect sense. AMD is a breakdown of the area of the eye called the macula. And by the way, macular degeneration is not about the macula. It's about the degeneration. We get all thrown off on where the degeneration is taking place. It doesn't really matter where the degeneration is taking place. Advanced macular degeneration is heart disease of the eye. It's Alzheimer's disease of the eye. It's arthritis of the eye. It's the same process here. I want to get this idea that where our disease is showing up is anywhere near as relevant as that the disease is showing up. AMD is just deterioration of the eye tissue. Nonetheless, there are pigments that you can ingest that can help with that specific part of the eye because there's really not a lot of pigments found throughout the body, or at least nowhere near as much as found in the eye. This is where the Mediterranean diet can be helpful. Mediterranean diet is a pigment-rich diet. Not only is it pigment-rich, though, the Mediterranean diet is a pigment-rich diet that has a magical ingredient in it that helps the body utilize the pigments. The magical ingredient is olive oil, or oil in general, also butter probably too. And not just olive oil, but also olives. The Mediterranean diet is an oil-rich diet, and these oils help pull the pigments out of the veggies. And this is very important because we demonize oils a little bit on this program. A lot of other nutritionists really demonize oils, but it has to be recognized that olive oil can have a health benefit, at least partially because it can pull the pigments out of the lettuce and the tomatoes and the veggies, whatever veggies you're eating, your cucumbers and your bell peppers. All those pigments get pulled out into the oils, especially if you use an infinitesimally small little bit of heat. Although, if you're going to heat your oils, you might want to stick with your coconut oil or butter. It's never a good idea to heat vegetable oils. Point being that the Mediterranean diet has a lot of health benefits because of the combination of the oils and the veggies. And also, when I'm talking about oils, I'm also talking about omega-3 oils from fish and from seafood. The Mediterranean diet is a seafood diet. It has a lot of seafood in it. It has a lot of fiber in it. It has a lot of pigments in it. It has a lot of antioxidants in it. And yes, it has a lot of oil in it. And these oils can have a lot of health benefits. Nonetheless, you gotta be careful with your oils, and it's best to get as much of your oil energy or your oil your dietary oil content from butter and from coconut oil. All right, we'll get to one more. We'll read one more study, and then we'll get to your phone calls. This is from EuroHeartCare, 2018, the European Society of Cardiology's annual nursing congress. The study found that feeling lonely was a stronger predictor of poor outcomes than living alone. Loneliness is more common today than ever before, and more people live alone, said Anne Vinegard Christensen. And apparently, loneliness and social isolation have been linked with coronary heart disease and stroke and various forms of cardiovascular disease. Loneliness is a strong predictor of premature death and lower quality of life. I love this because we talk about nutrition all the time on this program, and other programs will tell you about other alternative health strategies. Well, it turns out that just the emotional and the psychological impact of things like sadness and loneliness can have just as much of a negative effect on our health as cigarette smoking and lack of exercise and all the other things we know are bad for the heart. When was the last time a doctor wrote a prescription for go find some friends or join a club or hang out at a senior center if you're an older person? I love this idea that the simple little things can have such a huge impact on our health, and it's so important to recognize in our over-medicalized society, we're obsessed with going to doctors and taking drugs. And now the latest thing in the mainstream press about health and medicine is cheaper prescription drugs. So everybody can have their prescription drugs inexpensively and almost free. All right, 844-236-6010 is our number. Time to hit the phones. Let's go to... let me see if I can get this thing to work here. Let's go to Elaine in Alaska. Good morning, Elaine.
Hi, I'm Elaine, but I'm not in Alaska.
Oh, Elaine in California. Hey, Elaine,
That's right. What's up?
What's going on?
Well, a lot of things are going on, and I need help.
Yes.
I want to know, Ben, if you've ever heard of CRPS, one thing.
Yes, regional pain syndrome. Is that what you're talking about?
Well, It's neurological, I've been told. I've been living with it, yes.
And you're in what part of your body?
Mine's all on my left side.
And did you have an accident or trauma of some kind?
Yeah.
What happened?
I worked for ATF as a law enforcement officer, and I got whacked over the head.
Oh my God. That's terrible. Like pistol whip kind of thing?
Not with that. It was a little more simpler than that.
Okay. All right. Chronic regional pain syndrome typically occurs after people have accidents or falls or just weird things. It's just residual inflammation. You didn't heal is what basically happened. So you got to work on when you're not healing correctly, the body heals itself. When you're not healing correctly, the problem is coming from two different directions. Number one, the wrong thing is getting in. Number two, the right stuff isn't. You follow me? It's the only two reasons why we don't heal. Okay, so the wrong stuff getting in is more of an emergency probably than the right. They're both important, but the first thing I would focus on is the wrong thing getting in. Anything pro-inflammatory. If you're eating like a regular person, stop. You cannot eat like a. Okay, good. You can't eat like a regular American when you have this kind of problem. All right, so you're aware of your diet and what to do. Are you paying attention that way?
I'm aware of my diet, but I'm in an assisted living where they don't feed you.
Nah, that's terrible. That's pro-inflammatory food that they're feeding you. You're going to have
vegetarian.
That's good, but you may have a problem with vegetables. But you're still better, and you may have a problem with the beans. A lot of times, when you eat vegetarian, you eat a lot of beans, and they're very pro-inflammatory beans because it's cheap protein. So you got to be really careful, and also grains in general. You got to be really careful with all that. I'd be sticking to soups, protein soups, if you can. I mean, do they give you soup every day?
No. Maybe two times a week, three times.
Can you sneak a Vitamix in your room?
Can I sneak it in? No, they steal everything that you've got.
Oh no! Do you have a friend who can come in there with a Vitamix? You need soups. You need liquids. Aloe vera, vegetable juices, chicken soup.
Aloe vera. Chicken soup.
Aloe vera. You need liquid nutrition, and you need liquids. Yeah, aloe vera's got some nice anti-inflammatory benefits. Get the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, of course. I'd also use the Fucoid Z. If you can't get chicken soup, see if you can get bone broth protein, and then make bone broth protein. Do you have that?
Found out I can get it.
And then gelatin caps also. Elaine, God bless you. I'm going to let you go. I hope I helped you out. Don't forget the gelatin, not just gelatin caps, but even just Knox gelatin. All right, I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll be back on the Bright Side right after this.
Tired of being censored by Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, and Patreon? Well, now you don't have to be. OneWay.com is the free speech and human-friendly social network built just for you. Stop feeding the beast. Every post you make on those evil, anti-human, anti-American perverted sites helps them destroy our families, our country, and our souls. Join OneWay today and take back your liberty. Your free speech alternative is waiting for you at OneWay.com. OneWay.com.
This is Elizabeth McCabe, a.k.a. Lucky One of Truth Frequency News. I wanted to tell you all about Extendivite from HeartDrop.com. Y'all know I check everything before I air it. When I heard about Extendivite on TFR, I went to HeartDrop.com and started my research. It's got cayenne. That's good for blood and circulation. It stimulates the blood flow. It's got garlic, which fights bacteria like antibiotics, and it lowers the cholesterol and blood pressure. It also has milk thistle, which is the best detox for liver. I couldn't wait to try it out, and I'm glad I did 4 months ago. And here's the obvious results. My hands and feet don't get cold anymore. The varicose veins have faded too. My wrists don't hurt after typing all day. Now I tell you all this because it's true and I want you to really live life. Try Extendivite. Go to heartdrop.com and order it.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Okay, we're back on the bright side. 844-236-6010 is our number. Good morning, Don in California. What's going on, buddy?
I have I've been taking the longevity stuff for 10 years. And
okay.
I have MRSA. I have a urinary infection, and no antibiotic seems to work. Like right now, they gave me Cipro, and it's just not working.
Have you tried Lugol solution?
Lugol, how do you spell that?
L-U-G-O-L-S, Lugol. Have a pharmacist make it for you.
Okay, good.
It's an iodine solution.
I know what it means to live alone. I'm 88, and it's pretty rough.
Yeah, well, that's terrible.
Unfortunately, I had a bad fall and hurt my back.
I'm so sorry. Where do you live? Are you in a big city?
Okay, I'll try the loop. Hey,
where do you live, Don? Are you in a big city or a little
town? I've seen you before. Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right, Don, good luck with that. I'm sorry to hear that. That's got to be miserable. Urinary tract infection.
Thank you.
Okay, thanks. Urinary tract infection is just miserable anyway, but I can't imagine antibiotic resistant. All right, let's see. I'm having a little problems with my board here. Thank you, Don, for your call. Let's go to Diane in Nebraska. Good morning, Diane.
Morning, Van.
How you doing?
Good. Besides a $1,000 root canal, what can you do for a abscess tooth?
I don't know if I'd mess around with an abscess tooth. They want $1,000 for root canal, huh? Yeah, you know, if it gets really bad, you're gonna lose the tooth, and it's not painful now, I take it? Okay. You don't want it to get to a period where it's painful. I mean, you could use things like salt water. There's herbs you could use, oil pulling. I don't know if I'd mess around with it, Diane, to be perfectly honest. If it's, you know, you don't want it to get really bad. But an abscess tooth is a tooth that's got infection in an area that's very hard to address. So you can't really, you have pus? Is it draining at all?
No. And I've been using the bentonite clay poultice.
Maybe, depending on how deep it is. The problem is that the tooth could be deteriorating and you don't even know it. And that's where you run into a problem. And then on top of that, you can get stuff that leaks into the bloodstream too. I'll tell you what, I don't know if I'd mess around with that, Diane, my personal opinion. I know it's expensive, but it can get, you don't want it to get to a place where it's really bad.
I don't
mess with my teeth personally. As soon as I feel something, I'm getting it taken care of. That's my personal opinion. All right, Diane, thanks for your call. Appreciate it. I hope I helped you out. All right, let's see. Good morning, John in Kansas. Is this DNA, John? John?
Could be, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Did you send me a note about some DNA information?
I might have, yeah.
I didn't get anything.
Several people.
Yeah, people somebody sent me a note about some DNA. Okay, well, then maybe it wasn't you. What's going on? How can I help you?
Been reading Sherry Rogers, Toxic
Which,
or Tired.
Okay, Tired or Toxic.
Tired or Toxic. She talks about trichloroethylene, and we have a problem with that. There's a plume of it about to enter our groundwater supply in our area.
Where do you live?
She mentioned Salina, Kansas, north central Kansas.
Are there factories out there? What kind of factories you got?
It was a Air Force base that dumped the solvents that's been to a municipal airport.
They just dumped it there?
Anyway, over the years.
Okay. All right, so what's going on? Is it in the water and everything? Is it in the water?
Not yet, but she mentioned something in talking about detoxification, or she calls it detoxification, that trichloroethylene conjugates glucuronic acid.
Okay, makes sense.
It sounds to me like something you say when you're talking about the Tinker Toy. Pieces in,
it's a Tinker Toy, that's right. It's a Tinker Toy thing.
And I wonder.
That's what conjugation, like conjugal visits. You know, you've heard the term conjugal visits, like when people go to prison, they're conjugal visits, right? Conjugation means two pieces getting connected to each other. It's a Tinker Toy reaction. You're absolutely correct, and it's one of the ways that the body clears out the trichloroethylene. Is it conjugates with the glucuronic acid, and it all gets dumped out. That's why using glucuronic acid foods or containing foods and supplements is so helpful. What were you going to ask me though? I didn't mean to interrupt.
I wondered if there was something that she calls it a xenobiotic.
That's correct.
A foreign chemical, when it gets in there, it's going to downregulate good functions in the body and it's going to upregulate bad functions. Is there something specific that you know about TCE that messes with the body that you're on the lookout for?
Brain stuff. It's an anesthetic.
Ooh.
It's a brain fog agent. Headaches, dizziness, confusion, forgetfulness, ultimately dementia even, depression. It's basically a brain substance. It's a solvent. So just, it goes everywhere, really. It goes into fatty cells. And the brain is a fatty structure. Also can cause heart problems for that matter too. Heart and brain, those are your main things. Liver toxicity also, I guess you could say. It's a big mess. Now, you know, our environment is so polluted that we're all dealing with trace amounts of this stuff. But if they're actually dumped it to the point where it's, you know, there's enough of it that it's getting into the water supply, that's pretty terrible. You know, the Air Force, a government agency, would actually do that. That's awful. So, yeah, brain stuff is the most important thing. And Parkinson's disease, dementia, those kinds of things.
So
it's also
kind of,
kidneys, liver and kidneys, too. What can you do? Bentonite clay? Bentonite clay is probably the best thing that I would do. Also, anything you could do to support glucuronidation and bile health, all the stuff we've been talking about for the last, I don't know, couple weeks, 3 weeks, broccoli, Brussels sprouts. You should be doing broccoli and Brussels sprouts and cruciferous vegetables every single day. In fact, if I were you, I'd be doing it twice or three times a day. Yeah, lots of it. Also, you can get something called calcium D glucarate, which can be helpful. Anything that supports glucuronidation, anything that supports the health of the liver or the bile system. That's what I'd be. And ultimate enzymes, you know, keep in mind your ultimate enzymes are a detox supplement. I know we said it several times already, but just a reminder, the ultimate enzymes taken on an empty stomach can support detoxification, particularly of things like trichloroethylene, which is so fatty. All right?
Exactly.
Anything else, buddy?
I appreciate it.
Thank you, John.
The cell issues that you bring up.
You like that?
And all that stuff. We've just gone into the weeds with that, and we're just loving the study.
Oh, good deal. I appreciate that. Thank you, John. Have a great day, man. All right. Truth Raider. Carl, the Truth Raider, you get the last word on the Bright Side today. What's going on?
Good morning, Ben. Today is about positivity.
I like it.
Feeling feel again.
What is it?
Barry Manilow once wrote a song called "Trying to Get That Feeling Again."
All right.
That feeling
all right.
Of joy in your heart. When's
okay.
The last time you can remember you had an adrenaline rush, or most folks, you know, that has an adrenaline rush, that they feel a joy about something. They feel like skipping down the street like a little kid,
yeah.
You know?
I used to watch my
kids. With marbles and having a good time.
I love that. I used to watch my kid do spontaneous cartwheels just out of the middle of nowhere. And I always thought, what if like an adult did a spontaneous cartwheel down the street for no reason?
Right.
You'd probably get arrested. Yeah, you'd probably go to jail and lock him up or something. Yeah, no, that's a very good point. We've lost our sense of spontaneous joy, and also we've lost our sense of joy for the little things. I mean, the tiny little things. Little kids, they get up out of bed. They can't wait to get out of bed, right? Remember when you were a little kid, you couldn't wait to get out of bed? Now you can't. You pull the covers over your head when you wake up. You don't want to get out of bed, right? You can't wait to go back to sleep. When you're a little kid, you don't want to go to sleep. And something happens. I don't know where does that go wrong? Where does it all go wrong? Somewhere in our teenage years.
Yeah, I think the system has stigmatized us and suppressed us against feeling our inner joy. That's not appropriate. Or they made it the sense that they built this mind control over us. That's immature.
Yeah, it's a mind. The whole fear thing. That's why you don't want to watch the news. That's why you don't want to listen to podcasts and internet shows and news shows where they encourage fear. If you have anger or fear, because anger is a type of fear, by the way. Anger and sadness are both types of fear. They're hidden forms of fear. If you feel angry or you feel sad or depressed or you feel hopeless or you feel scared after you listen to a news show or a radio show or a podcast or whatever it is, you don't want to be listening to that because it's spiking your cortisol, it's accelerating the aging process, it's shutting down your healing system, it's slowing down your digestive system. Don't underestimate the importance of the psychological, emotional, spiritual, and mental dimensions of health. We talk about the physical all the time, but don't underestimate these other aspects of health. I can always tell if somebody's not healing as they should and they're doing everything correctly physically. I can always tell there's got to be a psychological or some kind of abstract mental or emotional aspect that's at play. All right, that's all the time we have for today. Thanks, Carl, for pointing that out. Appreciate it very much. Have yourself a good day. Carl the Truth Raider, and thanks for listening to The Bright Side. Please check out our websites, brightsideben.com, pharmacistben.com, and criticalhealthnews.com for all the longevity products, and truthtreatments.com for our Truth Skin Health products. Have yourselves a wonderful, beautiful, awesome, spectacular day. I'm Pharmacist Ben. We'll talk to y'all later. Bye for now.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A+ Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with the precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Hunters.